From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Trade war rhetoric between the United States and China escalated today with President Trump threatening tariffs on an additional $100 billion worth of Chinese goods and Beijing warning that it will fight the United States at any cost. Since the start of this week, the U.S. and China have been engaging in a tit-for-tat trade spat. Financial markets have swung wildly over the past few days in response to fears of escalating trade tensions between Washington and Beijing. Impeached South Korean President Park Geun-hye has been convicted and sentenced for abuse of power, coercion, and bribery at the conclusion of her trial related to a corruption scandal that forced her from office. Kim Se-yoon is the chief judge in the case. The court sentences the defendant Park Geun-hye to 24 years in prison, and we fine her 18 billion won. If the defendant fails to pay the fine, the defendant should be imprisoned in a workhouse on fine default. Presidential influence peddling scandal triggered out weeks of massive public demonstrations across the country with protesters calling for reform. A Brazilian judge has ordered former President Luiz Inácio da Silva to surrender to authorities later today to begin serving a 12-year prison sentence on a corruption conviction. Da Silva was found guilty last year of taking bribes in the form of a major renovation on an oceanfront apartment in return for steering contracts to a construction company. Da Silva says that the corruption charges against him are politically motivated. This is VOA News. President Trump will be sending troops to the U.S. border with Mexico, and Mexico City believes this could harm U.S.-Mexico relations. Duncan Wood is head of the Mexico Center at the Wilson Center.
But I think Mexicans are also quite aware of the domestic political dimension of this move by President Trump. They understand that he's trying to appeal to his base. He's already in campaign mode for the 2020 election, and they see this as being just another wild card move on the part of the American president, which unfortunately has left them in the crosshairs.
Meanwhile, both the White House and the Pentagon say any discussions on specifics of the enhanced U.S. military presence along the country's southwestern border are ongoing. Two Turkish Americans will serve more than 1 year in prison after pleading guilty to assaulting pro-Kurdish demonstrators when Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited Washington last year. Video shows Erdogan's security guards attacking protesters carrying Kurdish flags. The poisoned daughter of a former Russian spy attacked with a nerve agent in the British city of Salisbury is recovering quickly. Britain's U.N. Ambassador Karen Pierce spoke before the Security Council about that attack.
This is a weapon of mass destruction. This is no ordinary poisoning and no ordinary attack.
Russia maintains that it had nothing to do with the attack, but many Western nations don't believe the Kremlin. A German court has ruled Catalan separatist leader Carlos Puigdemont cannot be extradited to Spain on charges of revolution and can be freed from a German jail on bail. The judge ruled also that Puigdemont could still be extradited to Spain on charges of embezzling public funds, but not for rebellion. Finance ministers from 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, gathered in Singapore today discussing the region's economies. Singapore's finance minister, Heng Swee Keat, praised the region's 2017 economic growth but warned against worrying trouble trends.
We should not take this positive outlook for granted. We're only too aware of the headwinds that lie ahead, including rising protectionism and trade tensions, technological disruptions, and demographic trends. If not managed well, these forces can dramatically affect our growth trajectories. But working together, we can rise to meet these challenges.
Well, Singapore setting resilience and innovation is the main themes for ASEAN this year. Heng says the financial track should focus on sustaining growth with infrastructure development.
That's the latest world news from VOA.